Well, just down the hall from the Jeff Sessions hearing, another Senate committee is debating whether President Donald Trump has the sole authority to order nuclear strikes. It's the first time in more than 40 years that a congressional committee is discussing the issue in relation to a president. Well, for more, let's speak to Simon Marks, who's joining us from Washington. Simon, a pleasure to speak to you, as always. So what's going on in Congress today? What are they discussing, and how unique is it that they're talking about limiting a president's authority to launch nuclear weapons?
Well, look, it's absolutely astonishing, Kamali. I mean, bear in mind, this is the first time since 1976 that the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, one of the most powerful committees up on Capitol Hill, has decided to take this issue on. And also remember that this issue is not being debated simply because Democrats on the committee want to talk about it. It wouldn't be being discussed if the Republicans, who are in charge in the majority on that committee and up in the U.S. Senate, led on this particular committee by Senator Bob Corker, who has become a real thorn in President Donald Trump's side. They are the ones who agreed to hold this conversation. Now, Senator Corker said today that the conversation isn't specifically about any one person, but it's absolutely clear to everyone that this is all about whether it is wise to leave the authority to launch a nuclear strike in the hands of Donald Trump, a president of the United States who is returning tonight from his 11-day trip to Asia. Before he left, he, of course, suggested that the United States was willing to unleash fire and fury like the world has never previously seen on North Korea. The U.S. Army, he said, was locked and loaded and ready to go to war. He didn't sound those cadences during his visit to Asia, but his welcome home gift by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is simply the conversation that's taking place up on Capitol Hill about whether he has the mental capacity necessary responsibly to exercise the kinds of decisions involved when the United States considers launching a nuclear strike on any other nation.
And of course, his old pal Bob Corker, who he's got some issues with. Bob Corker, of course, is going to be stepping down at the when his term is up. And him and the president had a number of spats talking about the adult daycare center. Now, is there any chance that these checks and balances will actually have an effect? I mean, is this going to be something that perhaps will stop President Trump from using the nuclear weapons at his disposal?
Well, you know, that very same Senator Bob Corker, who, as you say, did describe the situation at the White House recently as that of an adult daycare center, says that while he's happy to be having these conversations up on Capitol Hill, he has not yet concluded that these authorities and powers should be taken away from President Trump. So he's very much legislatively trying to have his cake and eat it as well. The Democrats, of course, are making great hay out of all of this. They say that Donald Trump is too volatile, too unpredictable, too crazy to allow these powers to rest in his hands. But look, they're not going to be taken away anytime soon. Remember that Donald Trump is not just president of the United States. He's not just head of the government here and head of state. He is commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces. And for a decision like this to be made to constrain his authority, that would involve a good deal more discussion and debate than the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is likely to be having over the course of the next few days. But the mere fact that this issue is on the agenda sends a message to the West Wing of the White House that Democrats and some Republicans up on Capitol Hill are deeply worried by President Trump's approach to foreign policy.
Absolutely. Simon in Washington, thank you.